Good afternoon, Wendy Snyder in for Lisa Dent today, and we have a little bit of relief in the hot weather out there. We're talking to Rohan Gale right now, Deputy Chief of Roadway Maintenance for the Illinois Tollway. How are you doing, Rohan?
I am doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, we tried to have you on yesterday, but on Monday and Tuesday, you guys were super busy with the new hot weather patrols. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. We've been extremely busy since Sunday, and I can tell you just before getting on with you, since Sunday till that time, we've actually made contact with over 500 people that needed our assistance in the hot weather patrol. So essentially what we're doing, the Illinois Tollway, during extreme weather events such as what we're currently experiencing, in addition to our regular highway patrols within our 12 maintenance sections, we do dispatch additional maintenance trucks to patrol the highways in search of disabled vehicles, which can become disabled for a number of reasons, to include out of gas, flat tires, overheat, and any other issue that can render them disabled. So the objective is simply to provide an extra layer of safety and security for them.
Now, obviously, the heat is going to cause some wear and tear on those tires. With this extreme heat, are you noticing anything that really goes, like, do your tires tear easier when they get heated up?
Oh, yeah, yes, they do. Yes, they do, especially for semi-trucks. So we do have issues with tires, and secondly, we have some issues with overheating.
With overheating, yeah. Obviously.
Yes, yes.
It's been so hot and you guys have been so busy. You're all picking up extra shifts. Is that what's happening with the hot weather patrols?
Yeah, it's just an additional, it's just a complement to our current help truck. So once we recognize the need for the hot weather patrol, given the hazardous conditions, we simply deploy additional vehicles out on the road. So it's not necessarily an extra shift, but we do assign individuals to run additional patrols to cover our roadways.
And you guys are the Minutemen, correct?
No. This is the Illinois Department. That's the Illinois Department of Transportation. We have our Illinois Tollway help trucks, which is the Tollway Highway Emergency Lane Patrol, supported by the GEICO. And we run from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the tollway.
Okay, 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the tollways. Is there some kind of preventative maintenance that we should or should have done before this heat wave happened?
Oh, certainly. Anyone who becomes disabled on our tollways should always start by calling *999 for motorist assistance and turn on their emergency lights and remain in their vehicle. But to your point, keeping your tires properly inflated does help, and make sure that there is appropriate fluid levels in your units as well, just to ensure that your vehicle can withstand it. Keep an emergency kit in your vehicle and jumper cables and non-perishable food items as well.
All right. Well, that is good advice. And I noticed I was using my husband's car and the little tire light came on. So I said, oh, fill up your tires. He kept filling up the tires and the light would come back on. And the other day I noticed as it was in the driveway, it was in such a way that I saw a nail right in the tire. And unless it was rolled a proper way, we never would have seen it. So
and that is a quick indication of that something is wrong if the light continuously comes on. So it's a good idea to have it checked out right away.
Yeah, and then you go to your mechanic, and it took 15 minutes and $15. Is that a pretty good rate for patching a tire?
Here. I would assume. Not sure.
All right. So you guys are out and about. Are you even out today, even though the weather is a little cooler?
Oh, yes, we are. Yes, we are. So, again, if someone becomes disabled, we don't know what they're experiencing. So it may be an issue where they don't have air conditioning. So we do ensure that we're checking on individuals in the case they're disabled anyway. But when the temperature gets to dangerous conditions, we just have additional trucks on the road.
And the deal is if you are stalled, you're supposed to stay in your vehicle, correct?
Yes, stay in your vehicle and activate your emergency lights.
And that just gives you added protection in case someone should hit you?
Yes, and we do ask drivers to give, you know, individuals broken down distance. They're required to slow down or move over when approaching any stop vehicle with its hazard lights activated. So that's the move over law, the Scott's Law in Illinois.
Oh, that's right, Scott's Law. All right, so Rohan Gale, Deputy Chief of Roadway Maintenance for the Illinois Tollway. And stay safe out there. Continue to do the great work you're doing, Rohan. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought that the Minutemen were the same thing, but because I have had to call them, and they are so helpful. They know so much. I know nothing about cars. All right, news coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom with Steve Bertrand, and we've got a lot more show coming your way here on 720 WGN.